Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foy & Associates Personal Injury Law.
Sometimes you make the right decisions, sometimes you don't. Stukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The story today, ironically, following the NBA draft, and we've been talking about it because he is a local kid. And Mike, when this all went down, when he was avoiding potential workouts and all the stuff that we were talking about, we were kind of like, what is Ace Bailey trying to do? Now, the latest report, let's take you back. Early this morning, hadn't reported to the Jazz. He got picked by the Jazz and was trying to dictate where maybe he wanted to go, at least according to reports. Now, the report is that he may report and arrive in Utah on Saturday, that the Jazz are expecting him to arrive on Saturday. Now, Mike, I don't know. Again, maybe it was miscommunication, right. But they, and this is talking about Ace Bailey's folks and the people that are representing him, insist he's thrilled to join the Jazz.
Okay.
And that, again, he will be there Saturday. Guys, once you get drafted, you guys know this. Most cases, you're on a plane somewhere. The Hawks today had an introductory press conference for our guy, and Ace Newell. It's weird. And so I don't know, Mike, where this goes with Ace Bailey. And you brought up earlier in the show, does he ultimately try to go back to college? I don't think that's the case. But apparently now he's going to be there Saturday.
Everybody from Michael Wilbon to Ian O'Connor and everybody in between has said, fire Omar Cooper immediately. Okay, that's Sharif's dad who's overplayed his hand. And it just looks awful. I mean, you know, as we said, it's a privilege to get to be paid. You know, most folks feel $7 million. Yeah, you've earned it. We get it. And $41 million in your first 4 years in the NBA. And most folks, just even if you're not happy with where you got drafted, like the kid who got drafted by Toronto, who dropped an F-bomb when he found out it was Toronto. Yeah, there were so many things that were just bleh about this NBA draft. Conversely, there were guys from Europe that were crying because they do understand it's a life-changing event to be drafted into the NBA. And they had the proper perspective. And as we said, going to McEachran, I don't want to speak poorly about Ace because I don't know him personally or his family. It just seems like they've maybe, you know, got some bad advice. And then Omar overplayed his hands. And then people started digging into Omar's stuff. And now you find out, well, Omar will do interviews, but he wants to get paid to do interviews. So people are just going, okay, come on. You're over your skis on this one. Let the guy go to the Jazz. As you said it, he talks to, you know, talks to Danny Ainge. You'll figure out what the world's all about.
I think so. And again, the advice, we're not privy to it, but the optics are not good. And so we'll see where this goes. And maybe Ace Bailey might get past this and turns into a terrific NBA player. Listen, right. There are a lot of people like, look, kids can be special. He can be really good. But this gets back to, you know, there were potential, or at least he had the potential to go top three, Mike. I mean, obviously Cooper Flagg was the guy that everybody talked about. Dylan Harper, who is Ron Harper's son, for those who right. don't know, went two. But then you go, all right, well, the 76ers with the third pick, but Bailey canceled that workout with them. And again, this is like, why are you doing these kinds of things?
And then, as we said, you know, it's funny because the guy said he's crying over going to Utah. Hell, man, you picked New Jersey over Kentucky. Okay, Rutgers, with all due respect to Rutgers, I mean, if you saw the episode of The Sopranos, when they rip it off the night of the Jewel concert, it's not like the garden spot of the Garden State, but he took that over like all the big blue chips to go to freaking Rutgers for $1.6 million. Don't get me wrong, nice money if you can make it. Apparently he's got a really strong relationship with Nike because they see the skills. But, you know, some folks are saying, well, does this mean he's going to go back to college? Look, the sooner you start your NBA career, the sooner you get that big contract,
yeah,
the big one. So, and you show what you got. And as Day-Day pointed out, it's a nice young nucleus in Salt Lake City as well to play with.
It is weird. We're keeping an eye on it. Hopefully things settle down here over the weekend. But he was trying, allegedly, to steer himself to the Wizards, which, okay, they had the sixth pick.
Right.
Sixers didn't take him. Hornets didn't take him. Jazz did. They had the fifth overall pick. And so everybody's like, and I guess, you know, he was surprised about this. And maybe he was in his feels. Who knows? Either way, they're saying he's going to report tomorrow. Meanwhile, guys, we've been talking today about our Braves and a great conversation with Grant McCauley there and what is lacking. And I said today to you, where are you at right now? Are you ready to say, and Mike said he's going to give you the weekend, my guess, we come back here on Monday, you'll be fire selling it. That's my guess.
Fire sell it,
Are you ready to make some moves and say, you know what? And Mike, you mentioned this earlier. You said, this maybe this is not our year. If it's not, then how do you reconstruct this? Because, again, and many of you are listening right now, you're like, oh, y'all are giving up too early. It's not that we're giving up too early, but we're a 500 team. This is where we've lived.
I mean, right, and to be in a position to, you know, take 3 out of 4 from the Mets, I understand you had to go and run Didier Fuentes out there again. You don't have enough starting pitching. Losing Chris Sale for however long is just brutal. But you got 3 with the Phillies. The thing is, the Mets and the Phillies are not playing well right now. So that's where you gotta step up. And then to have 3 hits against 5 Mets pitchers yesterday, that's pathetic. And you guys, you watch. I had to sit through a movie that sucked last night because even my wife wouldn't watch the Braves. It was so painful. And I had to watch Echo Valley. We spent 10 minutes on this horrible movie, which I recommend you don't watch, despite the fact it's got, Sweeney in it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you couldn't vibe with her character either, right? I mean, she played the character so well. She's a really good actress.
Sydney Sweeney, if you don't think she can act, and she's beautiful and everybody wants to make out with her, go watch this movie because you want to strangle her within 10 minutes. But I digress. Getting back, that's how bad my night watching the Braves was. But as Grant brought up and we discussed the schedule, if you can't, you know, make some hay against a Dodgers team, Angels team, I should say, look, they're 500. They're not terrible. But that's, you know, Washington's been ill, so he's not managing right now. But you got one of the worst, you know, the A's. You got teams you feel like you could do something against, right? I guess, right? Baltimore? I mean, the A's are 17 games under 500. If you can't make a dent, this is what's so frustrating. Every Braves fan sees what has happened before in 21 and in 22, and they think we can reproduce that now. And I just don't see that happening.
No, I don't either. And the point that you brought up as far as filling the void, we were built to withstand the Ronald Acuña injury that year, but we still needed to go out and get help. We don't win it without the additions of Soler and all, you know, Eddie Rosario and all the guys. But that doesn't mean you bring those guys back, as we've already seen. Some of that has already transpired. But you still had to make moves. And so that's why I'm saying it's going to be a busy time for Alex, man. And by the way, I think he's trying to make moves now, Mike. I really do.
He's putting feelers out?
Yeah, but nobody's willing to move yet.
So early. And that's the other thing. You know, if you go type in like wild card or you go to ESPN's website, and, you know, because, by the way, you guys can do this yourself. When people reach out to Carl and I in the text message, like, you can look up this information. It's not like you got to have a code or something. It's out there. But real quick, if you look at the wild card, right now the Braves are 7 games out. But you know who's ahead of them? The Brewers, the Padres, the Giants, who aren't going anywhere. St. Louis is 6 games over 500. The Reds are over 500 right now. And the Braves are looking up at all of those guys. So you need all those guys to take a step back. Those guys are going to be shopping. See, this gets back to the point we're trying to make. You think like the Braves are in a vacuum, and they're the only team out there with a wish list. And they're not.
They're not.
And our wish list is bigger than those other teams.
You guys can find us, Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes in the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929, as we will see what plays out this weekend with our Braves. I just feel like it was a little bit of a letdown after not winning that series.
I mean, because you know how it is, 2 up, 2 down. You're right back where you started. And like we said, you heard it from Grant, Phillies have had their own injuries to deal with their pitching staff as well. So let's hope that – but the thing is, when is Money Harris – the thing with Mike, for instance, we spent a lot of time on him this week. Michael Harris has to like almost have his approach deconstructed and rebuilt. You know, he doesn't take pitches. He never works the count. You know, and when you're struggling, at least work a walk or two and get some confidence, right, and contribute on the base pass.
Yeah,
hasn't been able to do that.
That's the hard part. When you talk about ranking 148 out of 160 qualifying players in the major leagues, that ain't good. You talk about that on base percentage, you know, that slugging on base percentage ranks 159. That's not good. So, and we talked about this yesterday. This is the number that just is shocking. So nobody drew a walk last night, right, on this team. Mm-hmm. And that was pretty much against the entire bullpen after, you know, Griffin Canning went down. He, Michael Money Harris, has not drawn a walk since May 18th. That is unbelievable. Guys, you could just fall into a walk in the major leagues with the games every day. I mean, you go out there one day and like, I'm just not going to swing at anything. Somebody's bound to walk you. So that is what's amazing about what's going on. And those are ugly numbers that nobody really wants to face right now when you say, well, what's going on with the Braves? And by the way, I'm not solely blaming this on Money, but that's up and down the lineup. That's the problem.
And even with, you know, Drake Baldwin struggling right now, batting .260 for the month, his OPS is .784.
Right.
Because he gets on base.
Yep.
You know, I mean, and that's, we've talked about, you know, Austin Riley, by where, you know, where his baseball card is, for lack of a better word, he's got to be better too. Austin, it's not just, we talk about Acuna and Olsen, and Acuna, of course, the first phase of All-Star balloting, he's in there as well. He should be in a smaller sample size. But you need Austin Riley to start popping, and you look at the rest of this lineup and you say, who? Murphy's not going to provide that on a regular basis. You know, Eli White, you heard from him. That's why even if you try to give Michael Harris a break, as we talked about with Grant, who's going to step in and do anything?
Elder, Schwellenbach, Strider is what the rotation is. Braves are 3-3 against the Phillies coming into tonight's action.
Never thought I'd say it, Holmes.
What's that?
Called you Holmes. Profar to the rescue.
Hopefully. He might be the spark. Let's hope so.
If Profar could give you that, Rosario, Peterson, Soler type, it's asking a lot. For one dude.
Yeah, we need a spark. So we'll see how the Braves do. Coming up, by the way, stick around. Turtles got you for the night show.
Is he finally happy over the Hawks moves?
Was he not happy?
I don't know. He was Dominic,
was he a curmudgeon?
The show.
What's going on with Andrew, man?
He kind of backed himself back up a little bit.
Oh, did he?
Uh-huh. Yeah, Chris, he was his point was more so that he just felt like the Hawks maybe should have tried to trade up, or he was just more so like really being all in and trying to get the best player to help the roster win now.
Okay.
That was his standpoint.
So he walked it back, softened it up?
Yeah, he did walk it back a little bit. I think, you know, it kind of settled in and like, this is a good move.
Well, no, I mean, look, sometimes, Chris, you can be wrong and walk it back. I was talking about, Porzingis, and I was kind of stuck in that what he did or what he didn't do against the Knicks, but he's still a guy that grabs rebounds and blocks shots. So he is a rim protector.
Yeah. I will say, I think Chris was more so initially upset with just the trade back.
Mm.
And that was kind of the moment. And then when that happened, you kind of had to run with it.
Dominic, let's break Chris's game down more before he comes on and you work with him for 5 more hours.
Yeah, look, you got to wait to see who that player is, right? And how that shakes out before you kind of lose your cool.
Hey, and by the way, we just talked about, the teams are going to see the Angels. And we talked about trying to get some steam. Ron Washington apparently is being shut down for the remainder of the season.
Oh, he's done?
Yeah, and they're not giving specifics. So let's hope that it's nothing bad. But Ron Washington is going to remain on medical leave. Everyone, who doesn't love Wash? Great guy.
Yeah, we'll pray for him and make sure that hopefully he makes his way back next season. That is weird, Mike, that he's going to miss the entire rest of the season. It's still early. I mean, we're halfway there, but it's still early enough that you're telling me you're shutting him down 3-4 months before the end of the season?
Yeah.
Interesting. All right, man, we got to get out of the way and clear our throat!
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for...
Let me clear my throat!
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Day, great job. Not today, all week long, along with the Dominator. Appreciate you guys, as always. Monday, we are back leading into the 4th of July weekend. It's going to be a fun week, guys. And then the following week, realize it or not, I mean, we're talking about the All-Star game and all the things, that'll be going on in about 2.5 weeks from now. Atlanta's going to be popping, as Mike likes to say about Gwinnett. So we got a lot to lead into, man. But make sure you're here. We'll talk Braves. We got a lot of stuff coming off the weekend that we'll get into. It's going to be a fun show Monday starting at 2. Chris has got you for the night show. Mike Bell, we got to get out of here, man. And by the way, thanks to all of our guests, not just today, all week long, if you missed any of them. And I would suggest go to the Odyssey app, rewind the interview with T.I., Young Dro, and Jermaine Dupri. And hear the story about T.I. and Michael Jordan at Magic City. That's all I'm going to tell you. It was unbelievable. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, great job, Day-Day and the Dominator this week. Hey, on Saturday night and tonight, too, with the Xfinity Series, NASCAR. When I first moved to Atlanta, bro, every race, 2 races a year, Carl, sold out. And NASCAR did everything in their power to screw up this track and try to change the dates, and no one knew when to go. Now we got a summer race under the lights Saturday night. It's going to be electric, and there still are some tickets available. You can go to the Echo Park Speedway website, but I'm looking forward to it, man, because, yeah, there's things about NASCAR I change, but there's nothing like hearing that horsepower, Carl, and watching that freight train come out of turn 4. Green, green, green! Can't wait. Stoked for Saturday night out at Echo Park Speedway.
Hey, I want to play something for you. Saints fans, listen up!
I think for me and what I've been through, I've been carted off the field. I've been booed. I've been an MVP.
Yeah.
I've been a starter. I've been a backup to Herbert. I'm like, dude, I don't throw some at me. You're not going to phase me if we start off like 0-2 or suck. I'm like, dude, it's going to be fine, So
that could be your starting quarterback, New Orleans.
Who's that?
Tyler Shook, Spencer Rattler, Jake Hayner. Those are the guys in your quarterback room.
By the way, was that Fight Club? You don't know where I've been, man.
Well, he's trying to talk tough. You can throw whatever you want at me, and I'm a survivor. Oh, my God, I can't wait. Hi, Saints fans. Mm. Hey, if you love the show.
You tell your friends.
If you don't.
You work in a building where the bathroom smells like the French Quarter.